Luke 22, verse 48. But Jesus asked him, Judas, are you betraying the Son of Man with a kiss? Betrayal can be painful. Not only does it create division among two people, but it can rip relationships apart. Judas is one of the most recognized names amongst the original 12 disciples, but his life remains a sad mystery, or perhaps more accurately, a sad misery. We understand how his life ended in suicide, but the mystery of Judas revolves around missing the majesty of Christ while surrounded with opportunity. Judas goes beyond refusing to accept the gift of eternal life. He betrays the Son of God with a kiss. Come to think of it, betrayal is something only a friend or loved one can do. To betray one must first secure the trust or loyalty of another. An enemy can attack you. Your competition may deceive you. A foe may plan for your destruction. But betrayal is a grievous act committed by one who has pledged support. We all were there at one time, telling our most inner secrets to a friend, just to discover that it is flaunted all over the neighborhood. Rejection may cause a wound, but betrayal pours salt to make it sting. Failure may knock you off your feet, but betrayal kicks you while you are down. Slander and insults hurt your pride, but betrayal breaks your heart. There will always remain some questions about the life of Judas. One thing that is certain is the powerful warning his story provides for those considering the gift of eternal life. Judas is a real-life illustration of the danger of being religious but lost. He is the most startling example that is possible to know about Jesus, but never know Jesus as one of his sheep who knows his voice. Throughout Jesus' ministry, he warned about the deception that eventually destroyed Judas. Jesus declared there would be wolves in sheep clothing. He warned of false teachers. He explained that wheat would grow alongside the good wheat, but the day of judgment would reveal the true believers. We must allow this tragic story of Judas to exhort us to remember the clear teachings of Jesus. Being aware of his ministry is not the same thing as embracing him as the Son of Man who gave his life to redeem us from our sin. Stories are often a more effective teaching tool than memorizing a list of doctrinal principles. Jesus, as the master teacher, used numerous illustrations in his lessons about the kingdom of God and the Messiah's role in establishing the kingdom. Judas's story reads like one of the parables ending with a fierce reality of suffering the consequences from bad decisions. Emotional tools such as jealousy, hate, betrayal, bitterness, revenge has become weapons of destruction. It is sad to say that these emotional weapons of destruction has infiltrated the church, our homes, our families, our marriages, the workplace, and all walks of life. There is nothing more painful than a friend that betray a best friend. Nothing more painful than a trusted friend in your household that betray the friendship. Nothing more painful than a husband or wife betraying each other. Remember, betrayal comes from the most trusted person. May God help us to have an upright heart towards our fellow beings, and so shall it be. Amen.